benefit of superlatives or adjectives, in fact, without benefit of anything, because our guests this morning need nothing in the way of introduction for me. I want you to meet two swell fellows, Lum and Abner. You seem to be well known around here, Lum.
Yeah. Friend.
How are you, Abner?
Oh, just uncommonly well, Tom.
I know you fellas are kept awfully busy with your many activities, but Lum, tell me, have you restocked that Minuteman soup yet in your jotted-down store?
Oh, yeah, we've had that for 6 months, Tom.
Going well?
Oh, yeah.
Not the same soup for 6 months. We've just been handling it that long. We've sold out.
Thank you, Abner.
Awful fine. My woman recommends it highly, Tom. I know that Lum ain't that the widder Abernathy over there.
Where?
Right there with that black hat there with them pink flowers on it.
Don't believe it is.
That's
the
morning widder. That's who it
is.
Well, anyway, to get back here, let's leave the widow alone for a minute. How long have you been in business?
11 years we've been running the Jotham Down store.
11 years. And,
Mom, that's a widder, sure as a widder.
No.
She come up here. She's up here to get some new teeth, some flavor. You can tell she's got them.
Yes, sure. Of course,
she never come up here after them. She ordered them out of the catalog.
Well, now to get back to our little interview,
we can find out whether that's the widder or not. Find out what size teeth she wears.
Talking about you. Well, to get back to our little interview here, Lum. Who keeps books in your enterprise? John Dunn.
I'm going to wait for the $64 question.
You are. How about it, Abner?
Well, I don't know. We don't particularly keep them, Tom. We just, if we got money in the cash drawer, we're making money. If we ain't. Ain't no use to keep books.
All right. Who takes care of the store while you're making pictures in Hollywood?
Grandpappy Spears runs that.
He runs that. Does he do well?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Tops down a little. He flips the money up in the air, and if it lies on the edge, well, he puts it in the cash drawer.
Well, how long were you making this picture?
Oh, about 5 weeks.
5 weeks? Mm-hmm. I noticed it just opened up here at the Hawaii Theater in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You had quite a big opening over there, didn't you, Lum?
Oh, we had a big to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of us drove down in horses and buggies. Mm-hmm. Or drove down in the buggies.
Oh, yeah. And it was quite a big premiere. You were there, of course, Abner.
Oh, I was there. I went to see me act. I love to watch me, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Fact is, he's been there ever since.
I'm my favorite actor, I think.
Yeah, yeah?
I believe I am.
How often have you seen the picture, Abner?
How many times have they showed it, Tom? I've lost track.
The name of the picture is Bashful Bachelor.
Careful, Tom.
Yes.
Bashful Bachelor.
Yes, you got me doing it.
Yeah, we attend to all that dialect here, Tom. You just talk straight.
Okay. Well, I understand that the picture's been tremendously successful all over the country. In fact, I was reading one of the trade papers where it drew Gone with the Wind in a number of spots.
That's in our hometown, I think.
In your hometown.
Outdrew it what, Tom?
Gone with the Wind.
Never heard of it.
No.
Oh, my. You plan making another picture for RKO?
Yeah, we're going to make 6 more, Tom.
6 more?
Gluttons for punishment.
Arkansas is revenge for the Civil War, Tom.
Is there?
Get even with them.
You think that might be the widow over there?
That's the widow, sure. The word. I know her any place.
Thought you said we'd get an orchard if we come up here.
No, I didn't say so, but I might arrange to.
Yeah, we're taking on moving on it and just raising fruit, Tom. Give up the store.
You're right.
Ha 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 ha!
Tom?
Tom, you're sweating. You're...
Oh, yes, I always have. Well, I always sweat when I have a good time.
Take it easy. Don't work so hard.
No,
simmer down.
Tom's nervous. You know what?
Oh,
and putting that wishing ring on a while ago got you all excited. I noticed that.
I guess so. I guess you're right.
Never
there.
Seen
there.
Such a
oh, tight... My personality.
Oh.
Are you engaged now? Are you engaged from a girl from Iowa?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And we won't go into that any further.
What do you pay for this job, Tom? I don't know how you get a job down here with all these beautiful women every morning. You must pay a lot to get to come down here.
You have no idea. 10 years of my life. Well, to get back to the story, who can you honestly say is your best customer, Lum?
Well, the widow Abernathy is one of our best customers.
Well, that must be her. For that.
Must be.
Squire Skimp's a good customer, but not honestly.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything else to ask you, except that I know you fellows are awfully busy with your radio program. What do you take for a headache?
Or does it have?
Oh, might as well.
Minuteman suit.
No!
Now, if I say we take Alka-Seltzer on top of that soup, it sounds bad, don't it?
Oh, I want to thank you fellas for coming over here. You've given us a swell interview and a grand treat.
Thank you, Tom. I want you to know we listen all the time to this program. I think it's both Chet and myself. It's our favorite program. And I've never heard any program that sounds like you were having as much fun as sounds like you're having down here at Sardis. And I want you to know that I'm tickled to be here. I'm enjoying
thank
it.
You.
I don't want to tell you, Tom, but I'm one of your big fans, too. I don't see how you can get women to talk to you the way you do. It's wonderful. But before we go, I do want to...
Meet the widow Abernathy.
I want to meet the widow Abernathy, and I want to remind everybody to take Alka-Seltzer and go to the Hawaii Theater and see Bashful Bachelor.
Thank you, Lum and Abner. Come in, Johnny. Come on, there.